Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live mixing lesson, we're building atmospheric layer depth for that smoky, late-night drum and bass mood. Not throw a pad in the back and call it a day. We're talking real depth staging. Drums and bass feel close and physical, while haze and texture feel like they're behind them, wrapping the track, without stealing punch. The big mindset shift is this. Depth is contrast, not just more reverb. We're going to create three different atmosphere roles that behave differently, then feed them into dedicated reverb and delay returns that are filtered and ducked. That's the secret sauce for cinematic vibes that still hit hard at 174. All right, let's set up the session. First, make three main groups in your project: drums, bass, and music/atmos. Keep some headroom while you build. Aim for your master peaking around -6 dB. Don't mix into a limiter yet. You want room to make decisions without everything getting falsely better because it's louder. Now inside music/atmos, we'll build three layers: a bed, a movement layer, and accents. Let's start with the bed layer. Create a track called ATMBED. This is your continuous fog. It can be the long pad from Waveedable or analog, vinyl room tone, field recordies like rain or a night train station, or even a single chord that you resample and stretch. The key is it should feel stable, like a scene, not like a lead. On ATM bed, add EQ 8 first. High pass it pretty firmly, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. In drum and bass, the low end is sacred. If the bed even thinks about living down there, it will blur your bass, and you'll spend the whole mix fighting mud. Then, if it feels boxy, tip a little around 300 to 500 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB. If it's hissy or fatiguing, add a gentle high shelf cut around 8 to 12 kHz. 1 to 3 dB. Next, add saturator. Soft sign mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. You're not trying to distort it. You're trying to thicken it so it reads at low volume. Trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then add chorus ensemble. Keep it slow and smooth. Amount around 15 to 30%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width somewhere like 120 to 170%. This is that subtle drift that makes the air feel alive. Finally, add utility and widen it a bit. Again around 130 to 170%. Don't worry, we will check mono later. For now, you're painting the sides. Cool, that's the bed. Next, the movement layer. Create ATM move. This is rhythmic air that dances with the drums but does not compete with them. Great sources are filtered amen ghost hits, shaker textures, granular noise bursts, or short synth stabs with long tails. Program a 16th note pattern with gaps. The gaps matter. Think of it like a percussionist breathing. If your drums are swung, match that swing. In a live DNB, that's around 54 to 58% on a 16th swing feel, but do it by ear against your break. On ATM move, start with auto filter. Use band pass or high pass. Put the cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz and adjust until it sits like texture rather than another drum loop. Add a touch of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2, and a subtle envelope amount so each hit opens slightly. That tiny movement is what makes it feel like smoke flickering in the light. If you want a dusty jungle edge, add redux gently. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, and keep dry/wet low, like 5 to 15%. This should feel like grit on the surface, not like you destroyed the audio. Then add compressor with sidechain. Sidechain it from your drums bus, or even better from a dedicated sidechain trigger if you have one. Set ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still exists, and release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Time to the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is breathing, not random pumping. Now accents. Create ATM accents. This is ear candy and transitions, reverse cymbals into snares, a Reese tail swelling into a gap, whispered vocal bits, tiny impacts, little ghost sounds that show up in the spaces of the break. Accents are where you get to be cinematic, but the rule is they appear, then disappear. On ATM accents, add EQ 8, high pass it anywhere from 200 to 500 Hz, then notch harshness. Often that's living around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, especially if the accent has metallic content. Then add frequency shifter for eerie late night motion. Put it in ring mod mode, but keep it subtle. Fine around 10 to 40 Hz, dry/wet 5 to 15%. You're aiming for unsettling movement, not sci-fi laser. And here's the key for accents. Send them to reverb heavily, but keep the dry signal lower. A lot of late night depth is hearing the space more than the source. All right, now we build dedicated atmosphere returns. This is huge because it keeps your time-based effects consistent and controllable across layers. Create return a dem verb, deep space. Put EQ 8 first, before the reverb. High pass the return at 250 to 500 Hz. This is one of the biggest My Mix Got Cloudy fixes in DNB. Don't let the reverb return carry low end. If the reverb bites, dip around 2 to 4 kHz at a couple dB. Then add hybrid reverb. Use algorithmic hall to start, or plate if you want a little sheen. Set decay somewhere like 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Late night usually likes longer, but it must be controlled. Set pre-delay around 18 to 35 milliseconds. Pre-delay is your depth weapon because it lets the dry hit speak first, so the drums stay up front, while the tail feels further back. Quick timing shortcut, at 174 BPM, 1/32 note is about 10.8 milliseconds, and 1/16 is about 21.6 milliseconds. So if you want close haze, try roughly 10 to 22 ms. If you want distant but clear, push up to 22 to 35 ms. Inside hybrid reverb, use low cut around 300 to 600 Hz and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Dark reverb is what reads as smoky. Bright reverb reads as shiny and daytime. Set the return mix to 100% wet, because it's a return. Now add compressor after the reverb, and sidechain it from the drums. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250 milliseconds, and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. This is what makes the reverb bloom between hits instead of smearing transients. It's like the room steps back when the drummer speaks, and then inhales in the gaps. Finish with utility. Widen to 140 to 180%. And if you need it, turn on bass mono and set it around 200 Hz. That keeps the low portion of the space anchored. Now return a dem delay, ghost echo, add echo. Time set to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Dotted delays are a DNB sweet spot, because they bounce around the groove without turning into a straight slap. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 6%, just enough drift to feel alive. Then add saturator, 1 to 2 dB drive, to thicken repeats. Then EQ 8 after, and notch any ringing. A good habit. Loop a section, sweep a narrow EQ boostifying the annoying frequency, then turn that into a small cut. Great. Now we stage depth using sends. Think of it as front, mid, back. Front is drier, brighter, more transient. Mid has some verb and delay, controlled highs. Back is more verb, darker, less transient. Starting point for sends. For 18 embed, send to verb around minus 10 to minus 6 dB and delay around minus 18 to minus 12. For ATM move, verb minus 16 to minus 10, delay minus 14 to minus 8. For ATM accents, verb minus 12 to minus 6, delay minus 12 to minus 6. Those are just starting points. The real rule is this. Bed mostly creates space, movement creates rhythmic whisper, accents create moments. Now, we protect the drums and bass, because Atmosphere loves to fight the exact zones that make DNB feel expensive. On the Atmos group itself, add EQ 8 for static cleanup, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. If the snare body starts feeling smaller, be careful with the low mids. Sometimes a tiny dip around 200 Hz on Atmos can help, but overdoing it can make the whole track feel thin. Use your ears. Then add multiband dynamics as a soft dynamic EQ. Keep the low band mostly irrelevant since we already high-passed. On the mid-band, roughly 200 Hz to 4 kHz, set gentle downward compression. Ratio around 1.5 to 1 or 2 to 1. Set threshold, so it only grabs 1 to 3 dB on busy moments. This is like an automatic back-off when the mix gets crowded controller. On the high band, around 6 to 16 kHz, tame hiss if needed. If you want stronger overall control, add a compressor after that and sidechain lightly from drums, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's often enough to keep the haze from leaning on your snare and break. Quick masking diagnosis trick. If your snare loses impact, solo your ATM verb return and listen for energy around 180 to 250 Hz and 2 to 4 kHz. That's the snare body and crack zone. Fixing the reverb return is often cleaner than carving every single Atmos track. Now width and mono safety. Atmos can be wide, but club systems punish messy phase relationships, and DNB needs a strong center. On the Atmos group, add utility and start width around 120 to 150%. Then add EQ8 in M/S mode. On the side channel, high pass around 250 to 450 Hz that keeps low mids centered so your drop doesn't feel smeared. On the mid channel, if things feel cloudy, try a tiny dip around 300 to 600 Hz, 1 to 2 dB. Do mono checks. Yes, full mono is useful, but here's a more realistic check too. Put utility on the master temporarily and enable bass mono around 180 to 250 Hz. If your mood collapses when lows get centered, your smoke is living too low in the sides, pull it up with filtering and let the sides be mostly mid and high texture. Now arrangement, because late night depth is storytelling. In the intro, you can let the Atmos feel closer. Higher sends to verb and delay. Filter darker, add subtle vinyl noise, but keep it related to the drop. Same fingerprint, just more exposed. At the drop, do the opposite of what beginners do. Don't make it wetter. Pull the Atmos back to make room. Reduce reverb send by 2 to 4 dB. Tighten the EQ, maybe narrow width 10 to 20%. The contrast makes drums feel brighter and closer without you changing drum levels. For a midsection switch, automate echo feedback up for one bar. Then hard cut it. That sudden silence after a moment of expanding space is instant tension and release. In a breakdown, bring ATM BED up 1 to 2 dB, widen slightly, and maybe extend reverb decay a little. Then for the second drop, add a new movement texture rather than changing your core drums. That keeps it fresh but still cohesive. DNB specific move, use tiny filtered break layers as atmosphere. Super quiet, high passed. It makes the groove feel embedded in the air, like the room is made of breakbeats. A couple pro tips for darker, heavier moods. Try distorting the reverb, not the dry signal. Put saturator or overdrive after hybrid reverb on the return. Very subtle. That creates gritty haze without wrecking the clarity of the source. You can also make the reverb breathe with the bass pocket. Sidechain the ATM verb return from the bass lightly, 1 to 3 dB gain reduction, so the reverb blooms when the bass pauses. That's a really musical late night inhale. And if you want an extra texture layer that doesn't get loud, do a parallel air crunch. Duplicate ATM move, high pass at 1 kHz, add redux and a little saturator, and tuck it way down, like minus 20 to minus 30 dB. You'll feel it more than you hear it. Now let's wrap this into a mini practice exercise you can do in about 15 to 20 minutes. Pick a 16 bar loop with full drums and bass. Build ATM BED from one sample, either a field recording or pad. Build ATM move from a filtered break or noise rhythm. This audio version is shortened for playback.